Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 7, What Prahlad Learned in the Womb, Text 43. Kaman kamyate kamyar. Iratam iha purushaha. Savai dehastu parakyo. Banguro yat yupaiti cha. Kaman. Things for sense gratification. Kamayate. One desires. Kamyai. By different desirable actions. Yat. Of which. Artam. For the purpose. Iha. In this world. Purusha. The living entity. Saha. That. Vai. Indeed. Deha. Body. To. But. Parakya. Belongs to others. The dogs, vultures, etc. Bangaraha. Perishable. Yati. Goes away. Upaiti. Embraces the spirit soul. Cha. And. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The living entity desires comfort for his body and makes many plans for this purpose. But actually the body is the property of others. Indeed, the perishable body embraces the living entity and then leaves him aside. Purport. Everyone desires comfort for his body and tries to make a suitable situation for this purpose, forgetting that the body is meant to be eaten. By dogs, jackals, or moths. That's turned into useless stool, ashes, or earth. The living entity wastes his time in a futile attempt to gain material possessions for the comfort of one body after another. I'll just read some more verses because the purports are quite short. Since the body itself is ultimately meant to become stool or earth, what is the meaning of the paraphernalia related to the body, such as wives, residences, wealth, children, relatives, servants, friends, kingdoms, treasuries, animals, and ministers? They are also temporary. What more can be said about this? All this paraphernalia is very dear and near as long as the body exists, but as soon as the body is destroyed, all things related to the body are also finished. Therefore, actually, no one has nothing to do with them. But because of ignorance, one accepts them as valuable. Compared to the ocean of eternal happiness, they are most insignificant. What is the use of such insignificant relationships with the eternal living being? Purport. The Krishna consciousness, devotional service to Krishna, is the ocean of eternal bliss. Comparison to this eternal bliss, the so-called happiness of society, friendship, and love is simply useless and insignificant. One should therefore not be attached to temporary things. One should take Krishna consciousness and become eternally happy. Should all be very simple. Unfortunately, material attachment is not so simple. When you're madly in love with something, it's very hard to see reality. So similarly, since we're madly in love with our material bodies and minds and our conceptions of life, therefore it's very hard to actually accept reality, although we know it's real. Pashyanapi na pashyati. That although we're seeing, we don't see. Just like Pariksha Maharaj was on the bank of the river Ganges, and he was fasting to death. He had 7 days to live, And he was asking the sages, what should I do? And they gave different answers. None of them said chant Hare Krishna, by the way. There are sages there who were influenced by Jaimini, Karmakanda, others by Gyanakanda. And Pariksit Maharaj was not very satisfied with their answers. Then Shukadeva Goswami came, and everyone acknowledged him as being the right person to give the answer. Everyone stood up except for his father. Shukadeva's father was Srila Vyasadeva and Naramuni. And then Pariksit Maharaj proceeded to ask Shukadeva Goswami the question, what is the duty of a person who is about to die? Now, if you raise your hand in a university, no matter what the class is, and you ask the professor, my dear professor, you've studied at the university for 50 years, whatever it is, tell me, you're so learned, what is the duty of a person who is about to die? So immediately they call the security, have you arrested, search you for bombs or weapons, charge you with threatening the professor. Because no one wants to ask the question, what is the duty of a person who is about to die? First of all, people don't know what the answer is, which is embarrassing. And they say, well, that's very pessimistic. Perhaps we won't die. The scientists are very intelligent. They could perhaps find the vaccine against death. You inject it, and then you live forever. Even the universe disappears, you're still there, somewhere. And Shukadeva Goswami didn't say, my dear Pariksit Maharaj, why are you so morose? You know, I know a good Ayurvedic doctor, he could probably help. He's expert at snake bites. We also have some snake charmers here, and when Takshaka comes, they'll charm him and he'll go away. Or even if he bites you, they know the remedies, the mantras. No, he said, Varyan esha te prashna, krita loka hita ripaha, atmatam samatat pumsam, shodavyadishu yakparaha. That your question is actually glorious, Varyan. It's not a question that should be only asked shouldn't be asked in polite company. No, Varyan Eshate Prashna Krita Lokita Ripaha. Because it's valuable, it's beneficial for all kinds of people. The person who asked the question is valuable. The person who are hearing who answered the question is valuable for the person who answers the question. And it's valuable for the audience that hears the question and the answer. Krito lokita ripa, atmatam samatapumsam, atmatam. Because it's pertaining to the self, the soul. Shrotavyadishu yakparaha. And therefore it's the best of all the different questions. Now, why don't people ask that question? Have you ever had anyone ever ask you that question? Do you know of anyone, have you ever been anywhere where there was a lecture in school or where people ask that question? Even at our lectures, what we give, do people ever ask the question, my dear sir, now I've heard your philosophy, tell me, what is my duty that I'm about to die? What should I do? It's the last thing people want to answer. But Shukadeva Goswami said, it's the first thing people should answer. And why don't people ask that question? Because Shrautu Vyadishu Rajandra Srinam Shanti Sahasra Shaha Apaishatam Atmatatvam Griheshu Grihamedinam. Because Shrautu Vyadishu Rajandra, They're also asking questions, and they're also getting answers. Everyone's asking questions. Even the birds in the trees are asking questions, and they're also getting answers. That's why they're chirping. They're not chirping because the air is coming out of their mouth and comes out in the chirp. It's a quest. They're asking each other questions, like beep beep, where's the worm? And beep 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 means it's over there. You've just learned another language. I have hundreds and thousands of questions about Shogdaviyadishu Raj and Srinam Shanti Apashitam Atmatatvam. But they're blind to self-realization. They never ask about these things, about what is my duty that I'm going to have to leave this body. Pachitam atmatatvam griheshu griyama, because they're absorbed in the Bali concept of life. Griha means house, and the first house that everyone lives in is his body. So as Maharaj Prahlad said, Vitirna Krishne Parataksatova Vitobi Padyeta Griha Vratanam Adanta Gobir Vishatam Tamizram Punak Punas Charvita Charvananam. Material means our consciousness. Where we put our attention? What we're interested in trying to make us happy. So material and the Krishna, people never spontaneously just want to hear about Krishna and take shelter of Krishna. That's the last thing that people came to the material world to take shelter of. That's why they came here, to get away from Krishna. And if there's any problem, they're just hoping that some, by their own intelligence, or someone else's intelligence, or by a combination of both, they'll be able to solve their problems. And what's their problem? Vitirna Krishne Parataksatova Mito Bitpadyeta Griha. Griha again, Griha. Vratanam. They've made a vow to enjoy this material world. And what is enjoying the material world? They want a healthy body. They want a nice family. They want a nice community, society, country. They want everything to be arranged nicely in the material world so they can be happy here. Adanta gobhiravishitam timizram. And what is that happiness? It's simply gratifying the senses. Punak punas charvita charvanana. Although, again and again, they're trying to do it and they never find any solution. They never are able to, their senses are never gratified, and they never get to the end of trying to find satisfaction. They're always searching after it and can never find it. It's a donkey with the carrot in front of him, pulling a very heavy load, pulling it faster and faster, trying to get the carrot, and never getting it. It's just pulling a very heavy load of the washerman's laundry. So griha vratanam, so what is that? And then Shukadeva Goswami says that nidriya riyate naktam vavavaya chavavaya nidra dibya charte haya rajan katumba baranenava. So what is that happiness they're after? What are they hearing about? What are they so interested about? What does it ultimately come down to? Just four things: eating, sleeping, mating, defending. That's it. That at night, nidriya riyate nakta. At night, they're sleeping. They think that's the perfection of their life. If they can sleep peacefully, and if they have a dream, it should be a nice dream, they'll become rich and famous. They have surrounded by all kinds of sense objects for their enjoyment. And when they're not sleeping at night, if they can have sex, they consider that a special bonus. It's the cherry on top. And during the day, they have to work hard. They have to look, where is money? Working hard so they can go and buy things. Go shopping. And what is the whole thing for? What is the whole glorious adventure about? Deha patya kala tradishu atma sanyeshva satsupi tesham pramato nidanam pashanapina pashati. Pachanapina, no one sees. They see, but they don't see. What do they don't see? They think that their body, their wife, their children, and so on, they're going to protect me from death. So we want the house. We want to live somewhere where there's a roof, so when it snows or rains, we don't die from the cold. We want children to help me in old age. When I become old and ugly and no one likes me, my children will still protect me. Or my dog will protect me. Something. So, somehow or another, I need protection. And so I'm taking shelter of these things. My wife, my children, my house, my paraphernalia. But they themselves are going to die. No one can protect them. Matter of fact, they're thinking you're going to protect them. And you're thinking they're going to protect you. And no one can protect each other. So they see that, but they don't see. They can't admit it. No, that's too much. So similarly, as much as we can understand and admit it, then we'll be in good shape also. Because otherwise we're thinking, merrily, merrily, life is but a dream. We're also thinking that I'll go along in this material world and somehow or another some special arrangement will be made that I'm going to live here for a long, long time and these things that I have, they'll be mine. Or I can forward them to where I'm going next. Just give me an idea where I'm going, we'll forward them to that address. But it doesn't work like that. We don't know where we're going. We can't forward anything. Because if we did know where we were going to go in our next lifetime, if it was on this planet, we could probably forward it. That would be unique, wouldn't it? You grow up and your parents say, well, there's this package for you. It says, don't open it until... until you're 20 years old. Now that you're 20, you can open it and you see all the things from your last lifetime. But it doesn't work like that for most people. Therefore, although we think there's going to be some solution, we're hoping the scientists will protect us, just like they have this thing. They're going to have a vaccine against the coronavirus. They've never had a vaccine that's protected anyone against anything. But now they're going to have a vaccine that's going to protect people against the coronavirus. And if they do that, even if they were protected, so they're going to live forever. The coronavirus is the only thing that might kill them. And if that coronavirus, you can kill it, then I'm free. Now everyone's trying to kill us. So many insects, there's animals, there's diseases, there's bacteria, there's old age, everything is, this body is destined to die. It's not that if you live to 120 years old, you're going to live forever. I passed the threshold, and now I'm going to live forever. Even Brahma with his 311 trillion 40 billion years, he's afraid he's going to die. He's 150 trillion years now, old. And he's afraid he's getting old. He only has 150 trillion, 20 billion years left to live. And we're thinking, no worries. If I get the vaccine, I'm safe. It's like in America, they had this, during the Cold War, you know, the Cold War. So we grew up, I was in the 1950s, I was in public school, and there were, well actually it was 1960s, they had this Cuban crisis, missile crisis, and America and Russia were about to go to war with each other. And so we had these drills in school. If they dropped the atomic bomb on New York where I was, then as soon as you see the flash, then you should duck underneath your desk. I And then they put out this propaganda film that if you're walking on the road and you see the flash, then you should take a newspaper and put it over your head. Duck and cover, they called it. And these are the leaders. These are the ones who are going to protect us. These are the people who are supposed to have some intelligence. And what to speak of everyone else? How much foolish they must be. So the conclusion is, what does he say? That Tasmat Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvara Ohiri Shotavyas Kirti Tavyas Cha Smartavyak Chehetavyam. Therefore, O Bharata, Tasmat Bharata Sarvatma, and everywhere, at all times, Tasmat Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvara Ohiri. One should worship the Supreme Lord, who is the controller of everything. And how to worship Him? Hear about Him, chant about Him, and remember Him. That's the solution to our problems. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Tuck and cover. Okay. Thank you very much. Grandarashima Bhagavatam Kidaj.